Okay, good to see everybody. Appreciate you coming out. Great day for football. And we're on to getting ready for Sunday, so I'm excited about it. I want to congratulate the Orioles. What a great accomplishment. Win the division, clinch the first seed to Brandon Hyde and the whole team, man. Just on behalf of the Ravens, we're excited. We're proud of them. And we're looking forward to watch those playoff games. So what questions do you have?
John, how did Kyle Van Noy look this week? And if you would elect to bring him up, do you feel comfortable that he'd be ready, understanding he didn't have a training camp and all that?
Yeah, he looked good. And, yes, if we bring him up, he'll be ready.
Hey, Coach, with the players stepping up and in the secondary, how good is it to have Marcus Williams in the rotation now?
It's great to have him back out there. Obviously, been working hard, you know, and that's a big, big plus for us. I think we'll see on Sunday. You know, you don't know until you get there and he practiced, and we'll see what happens. See if he can do it.
John, does Watson's status at all complicate preparation over the last 24 hours? Do you have to look again at the backup, or is that just something you do anyway?
Yeah, we would do that anyway, Jeff, for sure. I mean, you know, the kid from UCLA obviously had a great training camp and a great preseason. Looked super good out there making plays, so we'll be prepared, but, you know, everything coming out of there is that Deshaun's going to play, and we're preparing for the Browns. I mean, you know, it's the team. It's the schemes they run, all three phases, playing very well at home, obviously, the first two games. And so we're looking forward to that challenge, and it's not so much about any one player ever. No, I really don't know the details on that right now, long-term wise. It'll be a number of weeks for sure, and then we'll see where we're at when that gets announced by when the doctors let us know.